Peter 4:15. It says, but let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. So first of all, we shouldn't be ashamed of the gospel. We shouldn't be ashamed of those who preach the gospel. You know, there are people who are sometimes ashamed of me. They're ashamed of the pastor because, you know, oh man, you know, people Google him and there's all this stuff and all these people hate him and attack him. But you know what? You shouldn't be ashamed of me. I'm not ashamed of you. Amen. You know, there's nobody in this church. There's not one person in this church that I would not, and when I say, I mean, there's not one person in this church that I would not in a heartbeat claim as my church member and say, this is one of my church members that I wouldn't be proud to take with me if I were visiting some other church or visiting friends or family, that I wouldn't be proud to take that person with me and say, this is one of my church members. This is my friend. So don't be ashamed of me. It should be a two-way street. And by the way, the reason that everybody hates me and has all this stuff on the internet attacking me is because I've stood up for what's right. What did I steal? What have I robbed? Who have I killed? Who have I assaulted? The only reason why there's anything against me is for the words that have come out of my mouth as I preach the Bible. Amen. So don't be ashamed of me. I'm not ashamed of you. I love you, and I would claim you as my friend and church member in a heartbeat.